So welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming. Today is the United Nations designated World Day of Social Justice, and it's quite apropos with the topic of our annual colloquium for our SPLA program. I'd like to welcome first to the podium the interim director for the MA program in Studies in Comparative Literatures and the Arts, Dr. David Fancy.
It's quite a hike up here.
Very.
Yes. I can take a step up. Dear colleagues, welcome to this important event on this day of significance for the celebration of and reflection on social justice. Many thanks and congratulations to Professors Santos and Mori for their vision and effort in bringing this event to pass, and to the many and esteemed colleagues who will be participating in today's proceedings. It's entirely fitting that the articulation and exploration of embodying human rights in testimony should occur in the context of an MA program in Studies in Comparative Literature and Arts. As one of the originary moments in significant comparativity and interdisciplinarity that has now become a hallmark of Brock University's contribution to the wider intellectual and social community, colleagues affiliated with the SCLA program are uniquely positioned to explore the intersection of creative expression, the political imaginary, and contemporary geopolitical urgencies. Far from understanding artistic and expressive endeavors to simply be moments of bon mot, of coloratura, of proverbial vocal color at the etheric upper registers of social concern, SCLA researchers from across the humanities as well as the social sciences recognize that a deep appreciation for and complex understanding of cultural production is a key modality for accessing essential registers of human tonality and sociality. Of course, I refer to voice and tone here, as the emphasis today is on testimony and embodiment. No one here needs to be reminded of the difficult imbrications of coloniality, capital, and oppressive political and social formations that will have forced, and in many cases continue to force, a need for ongoing vocal and embodied production in the form of testimonial as a means of processing these difficult realities' ongoing effects. The resonance of the aftermath can be heard in voices around the world. In a recent series of creative collaborations with agricultural migrant laborers working 6 to 10 months of the year in Niagara under legally permitted circumstances that erode their dignity and enforce their precarity, I was reminded frequently of the power of testimony to affirm the possibility of both different futures as well as different pasts. Different futures because, of course, justice and reconciliation, if circumstances are propitious, can be a byproduct of testimony coursing through individuals and wider political bodies. But different pasts and futures also, because of the role testimony can play in wresting power from oppressive circumstance and returning it to increase the vibratory potential of the bodies and voices from which it has been taken. In the words of Rangel Ramos, migrant agricultural worker advocate, offered to 450 spectators in the finale of a community collaborative theater production entitled Growing Together, a Celebration of Migrant Workers, presented here at Brock in 2012. Quote, "It is true that migration is a long, slow, agonizing death, and that migration can cause us to lose faith. Let it be said, however, that as long as they never wrest tenderness from our hearts, as the poet said, you can cut the flower, but they can never destroy the spring. As long as this difficult condition unites us here today in this moment of theatrical expression, of sharing of voices, as long as we continue to love and to come together with those we did not previously know and to know one another in ways we did not previously know one another, as long as these things are true, we can reaffirm our unwavering commitment to continue to dream of the ultimate and only independence of the Americas, the affirmation of our collective freedom. And with the kind of resonances and potentiality inherent in what Rangel Ramos shared with us that day and again today, I wish us all the best and a preemptive congratulations for what is going to no doubt be a very successful day. Thanks very much.